Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. This is a lecture which was given by Professor Esposito, who is a very famous man, an expert on the topic of Islam, and here in the University of Kentucky, giving his lecture to an audience to explain to them that there is a future for the Muslim in America, and that future depends on our understanding of Islam and the Muslims. Obviously, Professor Esposito here is working for the Saudi Muslims and whoever else gives him the millions of dollars. Therefore, he's not telling the truth about Islam or the Muslims who live here in America and around the world. Now, the proof of that, as we'll see in our study today, he's mixing oranges with apples, as he always does. Bait and switch. He'll be talking about something, then he switch his talk and says, this is the same with Islam. This is not just John Esposito's problem, but all liberals and Muslims in the West, they know exactly how to do that. So, without further ado, here is Professor Esposito concerning the media and his mother's reaction to the media.
So if you're somebody looking at media, you're like my mom when I first taught in Boston and I was raised in New York, and my mother says the first morning I come down, she says, you can't live here. I said, why? She put the news on in the morning, first thing you see, the murders in Boston. I moved to Washington, even worse. She reacts. Now, my mother's raised in New York. There are people who don't go to New York because they worry about. But see, my mother knows New York. She knows the good neighborhoods. She's got the context in which to understand. If you're looking at media and the stories that you're seeing are primarily of, as on weekends when things are slow and you see a train wreck in God knows where and you wonder, it's terrible, but why am I looking at this, you know? Or, you know, there isn't much action taking place. Think about the way that hits the image. And then think about the way in which it affects and brushstrokes, and you run into the danger that the action of a group of terrorists gets explained in terms of the whole faith.
What a great storyteller Professor Esposito is. Think about it. He's talking about his mama who grew up living in New York. And then he and his mama moved to Boston. And his mama saw in the media some of the bad things which happened in Boston. And she told him, you're not going to live here. You're going to go back with me to New York. Because she was obviously worried about him for being hurt by the bad things which happened in Boston. But also, he stated that after Boston, he moved to even a worse place, Washington, D.C. And his mama told him again, you cannot live there because it is much worse than Boston. Now, he's talking about New York itself as a bad place. He's telling us that some of the people will not go and live in New York. It's a fact. It's truth. Some places in New York, I will not be feeling safe to live in. But what does this have to do with Islam? Well, he's talking about the brush stroking. If you think about some places like New York, there are good places there and there are bad places there. And you cannot just paint a picture of New York as an entire state by telling me it's a bad place to live. Because if you live there, you know where is the safe place to be and where is the dangerous place to be. So you don't go to the bad places and you just live in your community where you know that you are going to be safe. But once again, what does this have to do with Islam? You see, Professor Esposito cannot see anything wrong with Islam. All that he sees, like the media in America will tell us, that there are moderate Muslims and radical Muslims. And because they told us this lie often enough and kept repeating it, now we all believe it. There are good Muslims and bad Muslims. as there are radical Muslims and there are moderate Muslims. Now, what if I tell you there is another state where everyone in it is a radical person, extreme person? Let's say maybe Afghanistan or Pakistan, or maybe Bangladesh, where if you are a Christian, you're a fair gain, and Muslims there have the right to treat you with the Islamic treatments. Look at what Allah said in the Quran, and look what Muhammad taught the Muslim people in the Hadith, and that's exactly what they're going to do to you. They're going to quote for you Quran chapter 9, verse 5, and they will tell you, here you are, and you only have three choices. First, we're going to kill you, or we're going to take your wife and your children as concubines and slaves, or you convert to Islam. Will you go to live in Afghanistan? Will you go and live in Pakistan? If this is the laws of the land, if this is how Muslims, all of them, believe in and practice, of course you're not going to go there. Why then we bring the Muslims from all over the Muslim world, whom we cannot vet to America? Hopefully they're not the bad one, but they are the good one. First of all, for Professor Esposito, there is no law in Boston or in Washington, D.C. or in New York said for the bad people to act as they do. Second, the religion of Christianity and the religion of Judaism, which is the majority of the people who live in these cities or these states, does not teach them to behead the Muslim men and to take their wives and daughters as concubines to rape, to raise Christian and Jewish babies. That's not what the people who live in Boston or in New York or in Washington believe. But guess what, Professor Esposito? Once again, in Islam, in the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran and in the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, that is exactly what these Muslims people do. So I do not know why you compare oranges to apples. Two different fruit, two different trees, two different beliefs, two different ideologies, two different doctrines, sir. Why do you mix Islam and Christianity together? You cannot talk about Boston and New York and you tell me that is the same concerning Muslims in the Islamic world. When the people in Boston and New York and Washington, D.C. commit these crimes and get caught, they are punished by the laws of America, which is the Constitution of the United States of America, which is a Judeo-Christian laws, which teach them they cannot do what they do of any criminal activities, and if they do, they will be punished even by death. But in Islam, according to Sharia, the word of Allah, if a Muslim kills a non-Muslim, he is not punished by death. So I do not see where can we compare what's happening in the Muslim world to the crime which happens in our land here in America, no matter where you live. And because Professor Esposito will not tell the truth about Islam and the Muslims, no one will ever catch what he's doing. He will actually tell you that there is nothing wrong in Islam, and Muslims are wonderful people. Therefore, you cannot paint all of them with this one big white brush. But in reality, if we know what is written in the Quran and what Muhammad taught the Muslims in the Hadith and how Muslims lived in the last 1400 years, we will discover that there is no room or place for Muslims to live in America, and there is no future for them in this land, except that they will someday take over America and they will control this land. And what we see happening in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan or Afghanistan or Bangladesh or Indonesia will be the norm all over America. Should we wait until that day comes? Should we wait until Muslims continue to grow in number and have a higher position all over our government, and then they can control the days of our life? Or should we do what is right? Educate ourselves, not only to deliver ourselves from the savage cult, the cult of Islam, but also to deliver the first victims of Islam, the Muslim people themselves.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue a little bit more with Professor Esposito, who said,
when you have ministers or priests or followers of Protestantism or Catholicism, and they engage in abortion bombing, we don't say that's what they all do. When you have cults that are started by Christians or Jews, etc., we immediately distinguish that from the mainstream faith. You don't say, there go those Catholics again. You know, there go those, you know, whatever group that group belonged to.
Well, as I mentioned to you before, here we go. Professor Esposito believed that there is terrorism and there are terrorists in America. And if you ask him, what do you mean by that? He will tell you, once again, there is the Christian terrorist, the Jewish terrorist, and Muslim terrorist, and every other group who live in America. There is some terrorist among them. And what a great example he's given us. And he would like to use that example to justify not talking about Islam and the Muslims in the same way we would talk about Christians who get involved in some terrorist activities. And the example he is giving here, obviously, is the abortion clinic bombing. First of all, we have to understand, Professor Esposito, it doesn't matter who is committing this crime. If it was some minister or some priest, as you mentioned in your example, or even if the Pope of Rome and the head of every evangelical church got together and they went and bombed an abortion clinic. Why is that? Because, once again, we do not judge Christianity by what the leaders of Christianity do, but we judge it by the teaching of the New Testament. Can you share with me, Professor Esposito, somewhere there in the Bible, in the New Testament, where Jesus said, or one of the apostles said, when you see those who commit the murder of the baby, blow their building apart and kill them all? Do we find that anywhere in the pages of the New Testament? Obviously, the answer, it's not there. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. For even according to the Jewish law, when someone gets caught committing the sin of adultery, she must be stoned to death. And they did brought that woman to Jesus. But Jesus said, whoever among you is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And the Bible told us they all left, starting from the old to the young. And Jesus said to her, where are those who are speaking against you? Where are those who want you dead? She said, no one here, Lord. No one is judging her anymore. And Jesus said, and I will not judge you either. Go and sin no more. So what do we learn from Jesus, Professor Esposito? We no longer stone those who commit adultery. We no longer kill those who have abortion clinic to kill babies. But here is some facts, sir. Do you know how many cases in America where somebody claimed to be a Christian, and once again, claimed to be a Christian because they were not Christian at all? For Christians do not kill doctors who commit abortion, as Christians do not stone those who commit adultery. How many abortion clinic bombing have we had in this country since 1973. Now, I would like to share with you, Professor Esposito, some facts about abortion so you can literally compare oranges to oranges. You follow me so far? The number of babies who were killed so far in America since 1973, a few years ago, is 54,559,600, almost 55 million. Just use your imagination here, Professor. 55 million babies were killed by doctors in America. Now, do you know how many doctors and workers in abortion clinics, unfortunately, have been murdered? Well, guess the number, 10,000? How about 5,000? How about just 1,000 doctors and workers? No, sir, you're wrong. You know why? Because according to the information which we have, which is a fact, there were 4 doctors and 4 workers. 8 people were killed for killing 55 million babies, sir. And soon, within the next few weeks, by the help of the liberal Democrats, Joe Biden and his teams, for sure, the number will go to the 60, 70, 80 millions. So here is your example you give, Professor Esposito. A killing of 8 people by some wacko who claimed to be a Christian, who did not follow the teaching of Jesus, is the same as the killing of the millions of Christians and Jews and others by the hand of the Muslims who believe in the teaching of the Quran, who practice the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. I'm sorry, you must be sick in your head. Literally, physically, figuratively, you don't have logic or common sense, sir. We cannot say that those who commit the crime of killing these 8 people represent Christianity, because there is nothing in Christianity that teaches us to kill those who commit abortion. But we must say that the millions of Muslims who practice the teaching of Islam are savage, because simply they are practicing Islam. And that is the main part, the heart, bottom line, the foundation of Islam, which is terrorization to all non-Muslim believers. Not because I said so, but because Muhammad and Allah said so. How in the world can you compare this to that? So once again, Christianity does not teach Christians to stone those who commit adultery, but Islam does. Christianity does not teach Christians to cut off the hand of the thieves, but Islam does. Christianity does not teach to kill people who will not accept Christ as Lord and Savior, but Islam does. So you cannot compare Islam to Christianity in any way, form, or shape. Then Professor Esposito said,
but we still are not able to do that after these years. Yes, we have terrorist actions, but we're not able. Look at the Balkan Wars. Religion was used in the Balkan Wars. Catholicism by the Croats, Orthodoxy by the Serbs, who were responsible for Srebrenica, the thousands of people, the genocide that took place in the Balkans. But we didn't sit back, we wouldn't sit back and ask those of us that are Christian and say, it's legitimate to say that's Christianity. They may have been told by some of their priests, you know, that this is what you should be doing.
Here we go, Professor Esposito. Balkan War. What about this war? Yeah, some Christians went in war against the Ottoman Empire. Did you ever ask yourselves a question, how did the Muslims get there? And by the way, that's exactly what Professor Esposito will tell you about the Crusaders, are equal to what Muslims have done in September 11. Once again, sir, when Christians defend their land after being abused for years and years and years, as we have seen in Spain, after 800 years, the Christians of Spain were able to get rid of the cancer of Islam by removing the Muslims out of their country. That is not equal to the original war, as we know from the history of the wars which were led by the Muslims in Spain, that in Spain alone, there were more battles and more wars than all the Muslim battles and wars which they led in all the Middle East. Muslims were attacking the Spanish. people. Muslims were killing the Spanish people. Now, you want to call that barbaric act equal to the Christian of Spain or the Christian of Serbia or the Christian of anywhere else on planet Earth when they try to get rid of the cancer of Islam, which was forced on them by the edge of the sword. There's one thing is called reaction to the action, sir. Crusades, Balkan War, and every other war you're going to mention to me were fought by the Christians. These wars were simply the normal reaction to the Muslim action. Sadly, many of them took place years and years later, like in the case of the Crusades. The Christians of Europe were attacked, abused, killed, kidnapped, destroyed for 470-some years. And behold, the first crusade after all these long years took place as a defensive war against the savage warriors and the savage carrier of the cult of Islam. That's not the same, Professor Esposito. And once again, Christianity does not teach to go in war, but Islam does teach to go to war. You could never find one verse in the Bible which teaches Christians to perform jihad or to invade other people's lands. But I can find 79 verses in the Quran where Allah ordered Muslim believers to engage in war. And 26 verses where Allah ordered the Muslim believers to perform jihad to invade other people's lands. What you are doing here in your lecture is simply trying to put some guilt on some Christian people throughout the history of the invasion of Muslims to their land who tried to free themselves from these savage cultics, the Muslims, and you tell me, oh, here it is, it's the same, because it is not the same. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.